Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
So this new research has shown that people in their 60s who get a hearing aid can reduce their chances of developing dementia by 61% compared with those who do nothing to address the early stages of hearing loss. Now, there's growing evidence that hearing loss has a key role in a significant proportion of dementia cases. One study this year suggested a third may be linked to auditory problems. Well, I'm joined now by Professor Ian Robertson, who's founding director of the Trinity College Institute of Neuroscience and also author of the book How Confidence Works. Hello, Ian.
Hello, Claire.
Great to talk to you. And this is just fascinating, isn't it? What does the new research tell us?
Well, it really is in the last decade that this question of hearing loss as a risk factor for dementia has come out. It came out of the blue, really, in a Lancet Commission review about 10 years ago, saying that we know things like education level, stress, you know, chronic stress, poverty, all are risk factors for dementia, but no one really was talking much about hearing loss. And suddenly now we have with this correlation between hearing loss and risk of dementia. I mean, nothing will absolutely guarantee to prevent dementia or guarantee that you get it. This is all about probabilities. Nevertheless, we've now had several randomized controlled trials, which is the gold standard for getting past correlations and looking at cause and effect, if you like, suggesting that, my goodness, if we, in particularly in your 60s, before, you know, you start to have cognitive deficits, if you have some hearing loss and you correct that, you seem to have this very significant reduction in risk of dementia.
So can you explain to us, Ian, what is going on here? What is the link between hearing loss and how might it lead to dementia?
Yeah, so there's no one has yet conclusively pinned down what the mechanisms are, but so there are a few different quite strong hypotheses. The principal leading one, if you like, is that if you are finding it difficult to follow conversations, to engage in around a table with a lot of loud noise of people talking, there's a tendency for you to withdraw because you can't follow the conversation. And what you're doing then is you're disengaging, if you like, not just from getting the input of what people are saying, but also your own contributions to the conversations, your own forming ideas and expressing these ideas. And we know that kind of mental stimulation is critically important for maintaining our brain function as we get older. That's why social engagement, engaging with other people, is one of the great, if you like, risk reducers for dementia, having strong social networks. But, you know, social networks, interactions depend on communication. And if your communication is impeded, both in receiving the information, but also in contributing to it, then you're going to be depriving your brain of that essential kind of maintenance. It's a bit like sitting, if you sit in a chair all day, your muscles will waste. Well, if your brain does less activity, then there's a certain amount of wastage happens. Connections. So that's the cognitive reserve.
It's very interesting. So it's about not being able to engage. Is there something else going on, though, that if you're straining to hear, that that's putting undue pressure on parts of your brain and that might lead to something else happening 20 years down the line?
Yeah, that's the kind of second leading hypothesis, Claire, that the cognitive load, called the cognitive load hypothesis, that, you know, it's an awful effort trying to follow any of us who have been in noisy, some restaurants are really noisy, and trying to follow what the person next to you is saying, that puts a huge load on your brain. And that means you're putting so much cognitive effort into decoding the conversation you're trying to follow, that means there's not, you've got less resources doing other things like remembering. And so your the brain's activity is being overloaded, if you like, in certain areas, and and to the extent that that's stressful, then stress produces a hormone, cortisol, which, if it's chronic and high levels, is toxic to brain cells. So that's the other hypothesis, that we're somehow slightly wearing out certain regions of our brain by straining, cognitive straining, if you like, to try and keep communicating. And that may have, once you have higher levels of cortisol, that may reduce some of the, make some of the connections in the brain, particularly in the middle of the brain and in the memory sense, more vulnerable to some of these nasty proteins that most of us have in our brains, but most of the time can be kept under control or can be not have too bad an effect because of the well-connected brain. Well,
you're doing a great job of convincing us to do something about hearing loss, Ian, but the fact is that people, it's a funny one. You know, people will wear glasses, that's no problem in most cases, but there's a sort of a stigma, isn't there, around getting assistance with your hearing?
Oh, big time, Claire. I mean, I'm like all people of my age, I've got some hearing loss, but you know, I'm really reluctant to have that visible sign of age, if you like, you know, that is associated with age. So I think this is sufficiently big a finding and sufficiently important a finding that actually we're going to have to do something about this. And if we see more people who look young with hearing aids, I know that there are certain listening, iPods or the little earphones that people use for listening to music. Some of them now, the advanced ones, can act as hearing aids. And so I think if we move to a time where we have fashionable looking, dual purpose hearing aids, I think that's going to really be an important advance. And then you'll see people in their 40s and 50s and 60s, because I mean, some young people in their 30s and 40s who went to too many rock concerts when they were younger, you know, they've got real bad hearing loss as well. Mm-hmm. And we know that a lot of the things that we do in middle age affect our risk for dementia later on as well.
Yeah, a listener here says that they were 58 when they got their hearing aids. I was doing exactly as you described, not engaging. I was stressed out. I was not participating, and everything is so much better, and they can hear the grass growing. So, you know, if we can just get over that stigma of dealing
get
with
it. Get over the stigma.
Exactly.
And you know what? There are some hearing aids that are very discreet now that don't look that way. So I would really urge people to get their hearing checked and to get it corrected.
Yeah, but look, I mean, we're talking specifically about hearing and this new research, but the fact is that there are very many other factors that contribute to dementia risk, and it's up to all of us to know about them and to try and mitigate against them, right?
Well, Claire, it's incredible. The there's an estimation of at least 40% of cases of dementia are theoretically preventable because they're environmental and lifestyle factors causing the dementia. And hearing loss is one very important one, but there are many others, like physical activity, chronic stress, mental engagement, a sense of purpose. All of these things can have a huge influence on your risk of dementia. And the critical thing is keeping engaged with the world, having a sense of purpose, and linking to other people as much as possible. And if you do that, you keep your brain in much better nick. And if you do that, you'll reduce your risk of dementia.
Okay, well, and address the hearing loss as well, as we say.
Exactly.
Ian, always lovely to have you on. Thank you for joining us, Professor Ian Robertson. And don't forget about Ian's book, which is always worth a look. It's called How Confidence Works. Now, coming up, from blurry photographs and unused apps and the thousands of unread emails that we're all guilty of storing, we're going to be finding out how and when to do a digital declutter. But after the break, we're going to take a look at the career of the French President Emmanuel Macron.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.